at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
But come into alignment with God. There's no way around. There's no way to do that without intimacy.
Amen. 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 Amen.
There's no way you can do that. There's no way you can truly align with God without becoming intimate with Him.
Amen.
Into me see. That's why you have to become your best friend.
Amen.
So that you're not trying to hide anything. You're not holding anything back. You're not ashamed or afraid. You know you. You know, listen, you know your weaknesses, but you're all right with your weaknesses. You know your shortcomings, but you're all right with your shortcomings because God knows all about it. You talk to Him about them all the time. And let me tell you something. Your destiny is not contingent upon your strengths or your weaknesses. This ought to liberate. This ought to get somebody's river flowing freely. Your destiny is not contingent upon your strengths or your weaknesses, how strong you are or how weak you are. It's contingent upon your aligning yourself with God. Amen. How many know how faith operates? We have an idea, right? How faith operates? In this day and time we live, you find it's really muddied up.
Amen.
Because people are gauging what they do by a bank account.
Amen.
By what they have in hand.
Amen.
Amen. Versus by faith. Do you know that it's not what you have that determines what God will do.
Amen. Amen.
Real faith, kingdom faith. Amen. It's not what you have. See, that's the challenge. Well, I don't have enough to do. Well, where's your faith? Amen. Watch out for well-meaning people.
Amen.
That always are frightening you. You don't want to do too much now. You don't want to get too far out there. Well, faith operates like this. You believe first.
Yes,
and vision determines provision.
Amen.
Not provision determines vision.
Amen. Amen.
See how much the world has indoctrinated and captivated our minds and our thinking processes. I'm not talking about doing foolish stuff. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. The kingdom's within you. He'll impress upon you to do things. But how often do you, well, I ain't got enough of that. I don't have the education for that. I don't know how I could do that. Well, He's not asking you to know how. He's asking you to take a step of faith. Because when you take the step of faith, you'll find, oh, okay. Abraham, go offer Isaac. It required obedience.
Amen.
But as he obeyed, when he reached there and fully obeyed, there was a ram there waiting in the thicket. A provision.
Amen.
The place was called Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. Please tell somebody right now, God will provide for you. See, we need to get in touch with the real us. The one that's not afraid. Because a system has hemmed you in, afraid to fail, afraid to be criticized, afraid to be set aside, afraid of the light. Oh, real faith. What about Peter? Lord said, Peter, go Go throw your fishing net in the ocean right over there on the dock there. And the first fish that comes up in your net, open his mouth. There's a coin in there. Then go pay Caesar the tax. Peter's job was to go and throw the net. And lo and behold, the first fish, coin. But the vision determined the provision. How about the fishes and the loaves? Jesus already knew what he was going to do. He was testing them. How much food we got here? Oh, Lord, if we had so many pennyworth, we can feed all these folk. He said, what do we have? We got a little boy's lunch right here. But what is that among so many? He said, it's enough. Have everybody sit down in 50s and 100s. Lord took the little thing, prayed over it, blessed it, gave it to the disciples, and the miracle was wrought in their hands. As they gave, the fish kept multiplying. Tell somebody, God's about to increase. Increase, 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 increase. Then when they got finished, there was still some increase. There were 12 baskets left over. Just to show you that, see, God is not, see, we got to find the real you, the you that was here that the world didn't define. The one that the world don't have you all wrapped up and tied up thinking a certain way. The one that's free-flowing. The one that's rapid. The one that's fruitful. The one that's bursting forth. That's the river you gotta, he that believes on me. As the scripture has said. Okay, so that's the kingdom that has come. Kingdoms, they always seek to place their influence upon another kingdom. This is what Jesus came for. This is why we are here. We are here. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. This is what one major reason he came to do is to destroy the works of which he did. Amen. Through his death and through his burial and resurrection. Let me tell you something. We have been, not me, y'all. No, not y'all, somebody else. Has been preaching the wrong gospel.
Amen, amen.
Because it's been all about born again. Born again. Born again, and that's in there. But you know, Jesus said that one time.
Amen.
Around midnight.
Amen.
To one person. It wasn't the audience. And he never said it again.
Amen. Amen.
But to us, it's all about souls. I know I'm getting in trouble here. What about soul winning? Yeah, he that winneth souls is wise, but it's not. See, it's hard to win souls when you don't have the right message.
Amen.
Because you see, Muslims, Buddhists, they don't want to hear religious stuff, Christianity. But they will hear when you start talking about kingdom. God knows how to bring people when you have the Jesus came preaching the kingdom.
Amen.
See, if you get in touch, I feel the anointing here, sis. I feel the presence of God. When you get in touch with the real you and the right message starts to flow from your lips, that river's gonna start flowing. Now not only will you be beneficiary, but your atmosphere starts to change. People that come into your atmosphere. Then it gets bigger and starts to cover a region and a territory. Ultimately, God says, I want the whole earth back. But it's got to be the right message.
Amen.
Huh? We've been saying a whole lot. There's a whole lot of stuff out there. focused on all or just prosperity, focused on, you know, this, focused on that, and focused on. But Jesus brought a message of a kingdom.
Amen.
And a king. And when you study that and start to understand that and you start to speak that, there's life in that. That's the only message he spoke.
Amen.
That's the only message he spoke. About his kingdom. So how far off have we been?
Amen. 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 Amen.
As a matter of fact, when you start truly speaking kingdom, signs are going to start following you. Because these signs ain't going to follow everything.
Amen. Amen.
These signs shall follow them that believe. Stuff will start following you. You will become a wonder. You notice how many people will start wondering about you? Why? It'll be God working. Because the message is right. He can reach them because it's not religious stuff. People don't want religion. Christianity is one of the three major religions in the world. Jesus didn't, we see the word Christian maybe two times. And I've already talked about this, and it gets me in trouble. I'm going to say it anyway, but the word Christian is not a good word.
Amen.
It was never meant to be a good word.
Amen.
In the early days of the early church, it was a derogatory term.
Amen.
They weren't honoring them as Christians. No, it was a derogatory term. Ignorant, dumb folk following somebody that was crucified. But yet, we everybody's a Christian today.
Amen.
Well, you might be. But are you kingdom? Are you part of his kingdom? Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. See, a lot of stuff, people get people to say a prayer. And they put them on their list. 25 of them this week. All they said was something. They got tired of you harassing them.
Amen. Amen.
Got 25, got born again. What is it?
Amen. Amen.
What, has their life changed? Or was it just some words they said from their head that you made them repeat? See, a lot of this religious stuff. This religious stuff. And we've been, you know, like, yeah. That's why the world is kind of shut down. The church and all that stuff. But when the message of a kingdom starts coming forth, it's a different sound. Because, see, everybody come from the same place.
Amen.
Every human being come from the same place. And there's something in them.
Yes.
That is longing. Not for religion.
Amen.
Not for going to church.
Amen.
Come to church now.
Amen.
You understand me? Not going to a building.
Amen.
Not going through a routine every week.
Amen.
But something that's real.
Amen.
Something that can be felt in the heart.
Amen.
Something that's genuine.
Amen.
Something that is of another world.
Amen.
Of another government.
Amen.
Something that changes your life.
Amen.
Something that can heal your body.
Amen.
Something that can regulate your mind.
Amen.
Something that can bless you and make you feel like nothing else can. Something that can protect you when you're all by yourself. Someone that can talk to you and give you instruction. Wisdom that is not of this world. That's the kingdom.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call